So we know we, and well, the most we can do is put into place the obvious behavior them so we don't know say. When a time to get an action to get on the new wagon. Pittsburgh crew, yo, let on the whole crew there. Wagalan. Yeah, man. Whole crew in the house, man. You know, check in, man. Check in. People may have two videos more shown in the meantime, you know. A long time I don't play no video. Long time I don't drop no little video. What topic is man in a scamming, man? Yo, dog. Yvette, big up yourself. Shirley, you get a notification today now, eh? Liar tell. Here and the whole crew there. The lady peanut, the whole crew. Trouble in you know. Trouble in on that tree, yeah. You know? Trouble out of that tree, man. Knowledge college, man. I mean, you know, I miss the people, me, I say. I hold up, I look a politician, they reach up on the page, you know. Hold up them there. Same car. And I realize a whole lot of people who take all the joke now start sending all friend requests. Now, as I said, we're not there for run them off our page. We're there for use common sense. Come in by now. Sense not so common again. In. Everybody's programmed, you know, nobody seeing over device we have been away and shake up and down. Yeah, so common sense is not so privileged anymore. You know what I mean? Nobody no want to be a leader again. Everybody want to be a follower. Any amount of people that say Kentucky brave. Big up Trinidad. You know what I mean? Yeah. Any amount of people that say Kentucky brave. I'm not brave, you. It's not enough to be brave. It's about we're not blind. It's about we're open wide. And as I tell people back in the days when they used to tell about the heroes, them, the most part that was actually made emphasis are the hanging and the killing part. So it creates a sense of fear and you say you know so you don't have to fight again. The heroes them weren't dubbers as no good or great individual. What's the best part of Paul Bogle's life that you know? Miss he was hung at Sam Shaw Square. What? You don't know nothing else. Why never do nobody know? He did it tea from the rich give to the poor. No, don't highlight that part. Don't say that. You see me? But again, people have to say we're gonna talk about scamming in Jamaica. See? Scamming in Jamaica don't necessarily mean the man that we are called on the phone and I try us a piece of food off another individual. As I said, the world itself stems through line. You know what I mean? The biggest commodity in the world, I say it's not my life, every man, is lie, it's a lie. See? Biggest commodity in the world is a lie. Because the man where sell the individual who bought the lie, the money in order to get dividends in a return, is a lie. The individual will send the money come by, you know. You know what I mean? So, it's just as bad as, so the sender is as bad as the receiver. Simple as ABC. Because if you tell yourself, say you get a piece of money, where you know you never buy a ticket yesterday morning, and your name pop up in something, you know you're not even participating, and you can't fight so surely, you know that, say, all right, me not work one day in my life, and I get $20 billion, plus new car and sin. Then you're just as bad. You know what I mean? It obviously means that if you're on the other hand, you'd have the same thing. But at the end of the day, again, it's up to you if you have a sense of knowledge. You know, say no man can mess up your meds away there. And that me say, critical thinkers, you know what I mean? And people who use analytic behavior, we know, say, yeah, you can't scam me because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? If it's not real, it's not real. A reality is over everything, you know. You see me? But the biggest set of scammers in Jamaica right now is a politician, the prime ministers and influence them. I mean the two part of them. I'm not gonna tell you no why. Check in like a bit more upon the live. You see me? Cause I see Usain Bolt doing thing on the TikTok. Remember when Usain Bolt did appear on Ian Bourne's show? And Usain Bolt as a boy. The biggest haters they may have in their life right now as a youth who basically stemmed from the ghetto is the uptown brown people. And I was like, what? Why the fuck you would have said that? They must sink him now. And I just watch it on TikTok. You can go watch it on TikTok. See, where you see in Bolt, I said, it'll come like a man who spent who much years of his life got blood clot, high school or university. If you try to buy a car, him a buy. And can't buy. So they just hate the whole game and the player and everybody will come with it. And I'm not lying. On the line. Big man, take on the line. Yeah, man, don't if you don't want to share it, share it. But I don't mind if you look at people every day. So I'll tell you, Facebook now going to make this go over 67. Look if you now go see stop at 67. If it do go over 70, then I say, I seen, but them know what them are doing. Because they realize, say, them study the bias pattern. As a matter of fact, they can't even study my algorithm. Because it's not, it's too, basically too chunk for them. As a matter of fact, and that's something they don't want enough for them system. You see me? So no matter where we go, them are all. But so the few were over here, that's why them say. And them say it in them. You know them so-called Bible. Say many are called, few are chosen. You see the few when I participate in all of this. Look out on here and see if you're not going to live the longest part of earth here. Yeah. Just look now, man. Now, people, this coming is so bad in Jamaica that people accept death. Just regular dead. In our everyday life as nothing, you know. Even the bigger people in the higher society. The only time death becomes a thing to them, you know, when they start, is when the thing that causes the death affect them, you know. Remember, in Jamaica now where I say crime and violence are number one cause of death. Lie. Strokes and heart attack are the biggest cause of blood clot death. But look what the government do. Nothing. No newspaper, no doctor, no survey, no lab, no, do not testify not to walk in the people. You see me? But as soon as you see a shooting, go and next go to the blood clot airport where foreigners are coming in. Or anywhere close to where my friend and live. You see SOE and state of emergency. You see an advisory from the United States Embassy over by Jamaica because crime is on the blood clot. Right. Now you know, see no advisory I send out. So be careful how you go to Jamaica and consume the water, the food on me. Because heart attack is on the rise. No. Look how easy see Arif Cooper turn over dead, boof back, drop a ground panning back, and to the man is like nothing. And me see, all right, be my brother, go and play some music in a Zion. That's how you go. What the fuck? Now, if it was a man who actually kick off the MFM door and go in a boom and bust two shot in a head in there, a different argument. A different fucking story. He would have had a two more war tanker, 42 more planes just to protect that place, and propel this rascal out in a newspaper, say, yo. You know, see people from America who deem Jamaican. I said, boy, yo, Jamaica gone to the dogs down there. You know, see the man gone and fear me if I'm going to shoot Arif in the head. He would have done. Now, you tell me what the difference between death. Whether a man dead off of one plane, flick off a two blood clot building and drop down in one place. Not dead in dead. So why it is not showcased as something that's bad? And why we not doing a research? Why we not find out what caused the people them there? Yesterday morning, along with Arif Cooper, two teachers, one from St. Elizabeth or Clarendon, I think so, Frankfield, and then they're from St. Elizabeth. Dead, boom, bam, drop down, heart attack, boof, same way. Now you tell me, if it was a man that grew on a shoot, and first man go, boom, shoot one of MFN, then go shoot this a teacher in a Clarendon or Frankfield. Then shoot is a teacher in a St. Elizabeth. People, what the fuck you think would happen in Jamaica? Let me show you the world on the level. What you think would happen in Jamaica? But here, what do you think really a cause of them? I hear you go guess is good as mine. And please not tell me they're tired. Don't tell me Arif they have a party. And Arif not play half of the bomb buckler party with them when I play. Not here, no time. Arif not play half of the party when I play. As a matter of fact, when me left Skate City Thursday, I went to Sablama Friday from me that day. Because I don't know depend on the life, I don't know depend on the Facebook and follow me. I tear down that and left down the sun. Sat the morning, overnight. No sleep. Come back, set up out of my local place. Get liquor for the city. Go back in the city, go tear down in the night. Get about 2 to 3 hours of me and go back out the last night, go tear down again. Am I dead? No. Oh, you still have complication, DJ. You, what fucking complication? I seen somebody hold on the tongue. No, you know the complication he had? Yeah, and get the joke in his shoulder. Remember, they were the advocate. I'm sure I'm say how this scamming big and take a toll of these motherfucking idiots. They were the advocate. They were him and his wife, basically. I should say the so-called uptown 2020 people. Who are dubbed the smarter fucking set of people. Them, you also tell us, yo. So you're following Mr. Kentucky. You're one of the less educated people in Jamaica. I thought you were smart enough. So you're acting on behalf of those uneducated dunce people who are against this thing. You think COVID is a joke? Now, let me remind you guys, you know, that the motto or the slash slogan for this vaccine was, you won't be hospitalized. It will prevent death. Remember, I said this. Oh, we come like, yo, nah, if you wonder what the blood clot, they don't say knuckling people that really did a drink. Now, all over the family life, we can't attest to it, we really and true. Honestly, from your heart, you can put up your hand and say, yo, you know somebody who dead after even when they take them 5, 2, 3 shot, them still dead. Just say yes and don't be a hypocrite. Just say, because remember, they have one of the biggest debate. With my boy, if any pain people here, let me tell you, brother, bet that can't happen, no death. Bet you when you take your vaccine, you still go kick over dead from the same fucking complications you have. Mr. Brother, you're worrying about a lie that they actually fed you with over the real thing, them sickness, them where they're on. Me say, I bet you can't tap your friend get heart attack. Me say, I bet you can't tap your friend get stroke. Me say, I bet you can't tap your friend blood clot dead from your cancer. Me say, I bet you can't cure nothing at all. And then cuss me off. Now, look at these people who are dying now. You remember, you know, nobody who worked at the radio station back then, about 6-7 months ago, you know, couldn't have kept their job, you know. CBM people, them go out to the plot card and say they not take no job. Somebody, I remember what they had to do. Some people had to get a test per fucking day. Per week. Per this, we going to work. Some of the workers, them say expense was too high, so they just all take the thing and go in. So many people are talking about, oh, did Arif take it? Did I fuck up your think like dog? How are you, man? I'm a fool, sir. No, for sure you say the people out there not even use them head youth. Why would Arif be exempt from all the other people who work at the radio station and the TV station? But again, the Prime Minister use all of this. You know what I mean? In charge of the people who in deem have power in Jamaica. Seeing how we're going to scam an argument now. See, conquer the people who are powerless. And the people who they deem as powerless are the most powerful set of people in the world. I can attest to that. Me can tell you, say, the people who we call dunce and ghetto and boto are the most powerful set of blood clad people in Jamaica. They just don't know. Me they behind bars. I have the most set of powerful blood clot media houses them. Have me name all over the blood clot world. And me witness ghetto people who watch me grow. Cramp that in less than a day. Me they behind bars and me I hear Wada tell me, say, dog, rascal war out there between social media and your people, let me know. I say, what you mean by that? Brother, one blood clot war out there between social media and your people. I say, what you talk? When I sit down in the humble, I say, what you talk about that? Man say, brother, your people them not give them a chance, you know? I say, what you mean? The man say, as somebody right sitting so, or a poor sitting so, a 10 of your people, let me see fly up and they don't deal with them like a rascal. I say, hey. Let me say, no, man, nothing about no more powerful on social media. Than the news media. No, man, few people them can't say. You man say a joke here in Kentucky, wait till I go to the road. And when me blood clot come out, yo, some of them ever wonder. Some people don't know the power. You don't know the power you have as a unit, you know. You don't know the power you have as a unit, you. I'm here the perfect example for you to know. Say, yo, when you unify, you want rascal at him. I'm broke at no one that. That's why other days you know, team up and say, yo, yeah, me cut the fuck with the dirty cars coming business. You know, me will pick me at 12 in a seat and amendment for gun and none. I'm not joining the unification. All the taxi man in black road. You saw the pussy though. The man send out state of emergency. Instant, a crime again, instant use. And you are the local man. Use reference to the local man who use if he's a ticker. Tell somebody him's touch pussy well if he come out there. Care. As crime. Put him on every. But me tell the dude. He's here for them to realize where they might go with this. It go too fucking late. It go too late. Use the youth who be adamantly mean like, listen. This government and the fuckery in our country and we run the country. what the government did, using media houses, call the CMU, give him a button for a zip, give him all type of fuck, we put him on pedestal, so these actions won't be duplicated by another soul. Call him criminal and have the same slave bum buckler police officers them guffy, the youth, and put them on a pedestal, put him on a pedestal as to say, you see me? All the things are in Jamaica, but you see, the government get away, it's because the people them deem say they don't have a choice. As in, see the biggest scam in here. The government want half of you make in turn and call it tax. Now, I say this in all of my life, then. If the government contributes nothing towards your well-being, you don't know how you survive a bomb buckler, which you don't even want to know. Because you know that little lockdown here where the pussy wealthy lock the country. Science, because they're so-called thing and actually create inventions, I mean, that's about jobs, create factories, and we're going to build opportunities. We build a nation like Wakanda, use the own vibranium, which is dubbed as the sun, which is one of the biggest energy in the world. It can create anything human being crave. He don't do that. See, he don't do that. But instead, he play a blame game. A blame game. Psychologically. Blame, stupid fucking game. I only can fool the knuckleheads. Blame, stupid sense. When stories when I make no bomb buckler sense. This fucking butt as a prime minister, no sense. Because there's no way you can say something as hazardous as a so-called virus coming towards your people and who you love this much. That's why in the Jamaica we need kings. We don't need cowards who are invite lazy governance or lazy government with your true technology in this country. Because what they want to sit down in the office and press one button and everybody's navigated and programmed. Lazy government. You need kings. You need kings to protect the battlefield and go out there and say, what is coming in my country? What is attack my country? And the first country this where the gun them, where him buy, the war tankers and man is sitting there him buy, turn to the blood clad people them. Instead of to the blood clad seekers, we say pussy, they protect my people them to the core. First country this in the world. You got China, you go everywhere in terms of country, where have weapons, have mass, they turn to the ocean. I protect them blood clad, picking them like some children in some mother's arms. These are the only country with all the weapons. The war tank of them gone in a Glendeban, gone in a this, gone in a ton to the people. And then you say you're orchestrating, you're demonstrating love. At the first country this. Now, if you see Signal come to attack your people, which means it's a fucking lie, but at the end of the day, it has was to make sense to some of these knuckleheads, because that means the knuckleheads are the ones who create these monsters of a scammer. But you have to make it make sense to them, quick and fast. You can't give them enough time to think. So why do? Blame two local somebody who come here through the airport, which the airport could have locked. And then when the airport can't lock, him blame economy. Jamaica don't even have an economy. Jamaica have a system where the government take one take out their money, put GCT for every product, which you're paying tax even if you don't want to pay. Take your money, put it in a pocket, and then pull. Ghana, England in 2008, 2009, and 2009, take 1 billion blood clot, Jamaican dollar, which I think it was 1 million US, whatever, England pound. Ghana said they gonna sow seed of blood clot fine. Ah, no, we know you don't bought them the money. They come back, then do what? They try to make it deem so smart by doing nothing for the blood clot country. Now look at this. Let me show you how because when I reach up, we don't want to, but street time short. Oh, I'm going on more topic. You invite whoever you invite in our country. In terms of our so-called virus. We don't make no fucking sense. See? And then what you did was not blame the individuals. Who? Because this is not a man being nothing at all. That's why it used to be national or natural disaster. They take out that off it and call it disaster preparedness. Because nothing about it is not natural. Because most of those occurrences through nature supposed to be hurricane, this, that, real, blah, blah, blah. And then have things in place for that. No, because they knew this was a fucking lie. Them take out the natural fight. Them take out that fighting. Because no one never knew. The disaster preparedness had an end on the front of them. But they only call it disaster preparedness now. That obviously means a disaster can occur for even the man who basically fabricated through a lie. So when smart people are question, how the fuck can this be natural if it's made by somebody? Because again, the story was so fabricated and don't make no fucking sense. Oh, a man trying to make this in the lab, jump over two fence, walk through a crowd and cough and then XYZ. Oh, but that it can't be dubbed as natural because he made it. No, when it's propelled through natural behaviors that oh you know the Lord do it and the Lord say we don't go have this and it coming X Y Z, we are gonna have natural X Y Z blah blah. No, you can't say it. No, it not go. Then I could change it and trick the fuck out of them. They don't say them who not see that. Okay, alright, fine. I could take off the NR5. So then take off the NR5 and give them that. Lock them up in a jail if you walk, if you even breathe. You know what I mean? Use the same slave police force, the same slave master them. Lock them up, throw them in a jeep, tell them all type of fuckery of them pussy blood clot. Yes, we grieve me until the day you. You grieve me, you fuck. Grieve me. Missy police, I lick out all man teeth. I told for this, you know? I feel so man teeth. Now, if I was the commissioner, or the king for my country, the same two police officers, or the three police officers in that jeep, brother, me I put you in front of the whole blood clot nation, you know? Me, myself, yeah. Me, I put you in front of the whole nation. Let me show you king operate. You see me? If you lie like this, I'm called, I make sure I get BBC and NBC and my boy, the whole I pussy them from America. Bill Gates and the whole man say, turn on TV and watch them. Me show them how me do it fool people. And look, I use all my big son bus out on a job one in front of national TV. Because people don't feel so dunce. Because even when they spot the fuck away going to Jamaica, say it's fake as fuck. Them still have to abide by the scamming master rules and regulation. We don't make no sense. I remember three quarters of the idiot who spoke about these things, such as the Admiral Tibbets and the Sizzlers, and we're silenced. We're bribed, basically. None of them, one look at TikTok, but post them and make up on TikTok, and Babylon X, Y, Z, blah, blah, and they're gone. Now, when they need them record, we sell with all of these messages. Them they all bought a campaign. Them they had this radio station and up on the door like that. Drop that one, them other one of the message to the people from the messenger himself, man. Drop this out, them and the people need to hear this message. And now that the actions fall into place, them disappear. Look on Cape Town, he's up there. The genocide plan, burn them. Where Cape Town there? Where the bomb clot in there? Buju band them come out and talk and get covered. Get cowed down by two of these. Let me tell you, Buju. You need an attitude like me. You don't want to tell the amount of people, you don't want to tell the amount of uptown. Pussy them. You need an attitude like this. But when they fight, when they come to you, so you go back 10 times harder. Now all of a sudden, Mr. Buju sell crypto coin. Now Buju, listen. You don't come like you know, pork, but you want some pork gravy. You go and me not tone you, I'm ox tail over there, so that, but throw a look of gravy. But the rice, give me, I'm fuck you up, boy, I'm hungry, I fuck you up. No, me not eat pork still, okay, and do that. I Buju want and say, no punk over there, don't show me some of the gold. They go on Punk Isle and everything is all well. You understand? Know, that is it. Now the cryptocurrency is basically. Let me just. Before me, I go all about them. Let me just beat them bad in this bumbo clad. Let me just beat them wicked. I don't know where these knuckles. Go. What them people, sir? You put them people. Are. No, you need people who really love this country. You need people who love this country, not people who feel them. Them, oh, we don't need to be a part of the country because money around. No, you need people who dead face a blood clad country. Who love human behaviors, mankind. Can we realize no, nobody love mankind again? I mean, death is so ordinary now that, okay, my grandmother's a dead child. I fly, go down for the funeral of man. In, go up here, go drink some rum, two more and go back up to my work in less than a day. Are you alright with that? Yes. That's how you go. The Lord did say X, Y, Z. So because you're not dead, you're okay with that. And that is what happened now. That is what happening now. People take joking at their shoulder and when you want them, all when they see the signs, they say, well, if you're some, if you're dead, me dead. Whether you live 30 or 40 or 300, no one dead, no. Nope. When you're dead, when you're 100, you live 90 and pretty beautiful, vibrant years of your blood clot life. Until you're tired, right? Until you're tired, you go to the beach, as a man, you go get your wood suck, you fly to Dubai, you take care of your picnic, them, you and your picnic, go up and picnic, go kick football, you enjoy life, so until you join them, start, you look a problem now, you say, alright, yo, let me do look at exercise, I go walk the beach, you enjoy this, you start get all your fling, look at dying, in one head part of your head side, you start live your life through phases until you're fed up of this pussy world. So it's two total different shit. Nobody no one did a 42. No, sing. If somebody cares, why I pray for them pussy world? Why are you getting up in the morning telling lie about, oh, Father God, I'm asking for a long life and just shut the shut up. Stop chat shit on me here. Because you see him on the Facebook, as well, if I'm something for dead, Lord knows best. Well, stop say prayers. Tappy. Stop asking long life on this. You're a criminal. You're a crook. You're a vagabond. But if you sincerely love life, I suggest you get up and look around. Suggest you get up and look around and tell these motherfuckers that we have the title. We have the anger. Because again, let me tell you this. Because I'm not straight too far from this coming. The government can basically contribute nothing. I remember, people, it is easy. Let me use definitions. You know what I mean? Because again, you don't have to be a fluent reader, fluent English speaker to be smart. Remember, education in Jamaica is just a format of creating slaves. It's boundaries and borders, places and things and where they teach you. You don't cross that. Education is limited at the same time. Everything we teach you, even though you come up with the same answers, if you try to break it down, summarize it differently, we will beat you. I know you can get 13 ways of reaching to 9 through 8, but if you reach 9, without the format or the method of how me show you, I will beat you. Stand in front of the class. I didn't show you that way. Come here, little Kamiga. No wonder you realize why your mother had so much problem with you. You're not listening. Miss me not have to listen to you. I've already figured that out. In Jamaica, we don't have a skill that actually evaluate IQs. In Jamaica, you can't listen. And in bright, you see. You need to make sure you send him to school, you know. Make sure you send the boy to school. The boy's brain is so brilliant. No. He's a genius. But we don't spot genius behavior. We shadow genius behavior with negative shit. It's like you give the props and then erase it with something negative. This boy is a genius. But Jennifer, tell him to pull up his pants. Tell him to walk a straight line. Tell him to go to church. Tell him to ask the Lord to bring him to X. Fuck that. Is he a genius or not? Work on ingenious ability. Brain train. That's what we need to do. Now, but instead, they still have them in this educational gap. That only thing I'm going to teach them for them. Grow up, own a business, pay half of the money to the fucking government through tax. How you're rich, I don't know. And with this digital agenda that's coming, it will only get worse. Half of you motherfuckers who've gone to university and college, the only job that will give you that offer to you guys is the calling center. Now, how much are you going to spend? How much? Millions of dollars. Two university have 13, 18, 22 subjects. Only if you go here. The new position for the BPO jobs is now. Now, apply XYZ to the Freeport or the IBEX XYZ Kingston 13. See you soon. Now, you tell me how you can thrive from college, university, 13, 14 years of studying XYZ to any fucking thing in Jamaica apart from that. Those introduction. The government put in place nothing at all in terms of you're locked in the country for 2 years and pussy wall, you not build a factory. You know, you utilize the people, free time the people have not working for the overseas investors them in your country. Let me deal with them professional. Let me deal with them like with sense. You have the people sit down in the house for 2 fucking years buying a lie. But you have to constantly keep reiterating them and trying to convince the people that it's real. Now, once you have convinced somebody say something hazardous to your body is real, it is not. Once you have been saying your slave police them go and dance go lock off because a man with sick in dance, it is not, there's no such fucking thing. Jamaicans are some of the most coward pussy people in the world. World. You want me to tell you that parade one and say, bomb, clan, but your car come. And see what people run. Run, go and drop them blood clan neck. You don't have to tell them. Just make them hear one character. And you just make a fast run. Everybody, the whole place flat. That's how coward Jamaicans are. But you see, for you have to go, they go tell them, these coward people like Lelo. You don't see after wear a mask. You don't see the sicknesses coming. You don't see you're going to die from this shit. Then it don't real. Suck your mouth with that. It is not. Half the time, all of these things, these agendas that are sold on TV, such as the HIV, that is one of the fakest fucking things in the world. Oh God, Sandra, I notice you're not taking your medication. You know? I see you running up and down, going like you're fit and healthy. Remember to take your medication. The evil Kosapa is coming. Take your medication 2 times a day. One from the X-ray. Contact the National Health Secretary, blah, blah, for further information. That was a message brought to you courtesy of HIV, blah, blah, blah. Dude, did it just remind Sandra that Sandra is sick and going to die? Why Sandra in a belly skin with towel, a white face, backside, fat and sexy belly flap? Yellow bus be a sweat like. Sandra, are you sure you're sick? I don't feel sick, but they say I should take my medication. And Sandra, how this remind me of something, sir? I'm like, why remind me of Sandra? You remind me of something bad. You remind me of one thing when I tell you, say, go on at 2020. Asymptomatic business. Where you're not sick, but you can be sick. And the doctor would have to tell you that you're sick. No, anybody know this blood clot? If you go down and... I just went to do my... Look, also go talk to my doctor. Me and I go, hold on. Because I see you learning. I see you test them, you know, man. But me and I cool like that, you know. Go down there and we have a whole reason. Me not ask you nothing at all, but me not say, hey, go on. I do a urine check. Because me not do two in other blood business. And me tell him. My doctor say, yeah, man. No, man. You go down there so they me give you a vial. Okay, I got your yard. Blah, blah. I said, go for it. When I go down there, I said to the lady, which one of them be the quicker and faster? She said, the urine, you have to go on back, blah, blah, but since then, you can't do the blood. I said, but it entails, just, the woman give me a little piece of paper. I said, if you're going to do blood test, she said, you're going to HIV test. I'm like, no, it may not be, I know something confide in her. It is not real. Same as I tell her. I said, that's not real. So said, so blood clot, don't want a little piece of white sheet of paper. Anyone want to go do a test, most of the public, I want to go do the vaccine, fuck it. The paper states clearly that, listen, I asked three row, Kiki if you're up on the line. I testified for me. Come and send it to you. In paper, basically, I tell you, say, every blood where them draw for you, whether your foot bottom or ache, your head top or hat, it will be used for HIV. Or it can be used for HIV. Or if you consent to using it for HIV. You know, it's a woman, I not come here for doing HIV. What are you guys also? Why am I so adamant? Which I've convinced me say this fucking thing are real when it's not. You know the woman in that place, well, one get me out. Cause she like she read into the play though. And she was like, you know what? Alright, sir, just alright, nobody just okay, nobody can't okay. What you say I go do now? The look on her face was like, this nigga is fucking smart. And if all of you know, and let me say, yo, these scammers are so skilled. You know the pharmaceutical companies in the world are the richest set of fuckers. But the other people have products and people coming back to them. You must create patterns or behaviors where I go actually contribute towards your industry. Now in order for somebody take a pill where Visa make, you must be demon sick. Now Visa now actually distribute sickness again because they realize that black people are jump wall. I fuck all type of race now. So it can't reach them, it can't reach for them yet. That's the reason why you don't know COVID, the whole thing was fake. Because there's no way a make coffee, a virus, distribute to a boy like a way who jump fence, go all board, go cock up all the queen daughter, who could be at risk. No, we can't have that. So what we do, let's sell a lie. Something in the open air. Let's use their own people who dub themselves as a registered nurse, who think they're a surgeon. Who think they are qualified for even working at God's front desk? Who think they are the best people on earth to convince them about the fucking lie? How are you going to do that? Let's go. Let me show you. Give to my pen and blood clot paper. My teacher know this pussy well. Now, the minute you teach you choose to circulate a particular lie, even when you know go so, anything that circulated over and over in one's brain. And let me say, no for underneath you. So half of these channels won't have on the TV. That's for them. I'm probably keep about two or three of them. The National Geography, the Science, the Forensics, etc. Keep a few of those. The one that tell you how to train a brain. So once it's rotated over and over, over and over. It is a lie. But what we do as human beings, we memorize. Them are parts of the brain we tell you. How these actions and movements are basically a sense of occurrence. All the way, how it occur. It tell you one way, rivet. So these scientists are not here to create anything. What these scientists are here for now is to study the human behaviors, which most of them call social scientists, and apply. So them study things where they can use. No, that's why them tell you. You're not going to have a physical war again. You're not going to have a World War III again in your blood life. Bad brother. So them tell you, nah, I'm going to have a physical war again. And if that was the case, it would have gone long, long time. This pandemic would have triggered one of the biggest wars in the world. But this is a perfect example as to why you can't. So what they do? And I soon tell you why Jamaica now gonna have an election. Nothing now. See, so them rotate this line of your blood clot head over and over, over and over. So till somebody go ask you a question, even when that wasn't your answer, it slip out of your mouth. Because if somebody, your body write a text already, when I have nothing to do with boot, you know. Like Sandra, you remember saying borrow the knife over me yard, that one text coming with Kentucky, you remember your boot for me, yeah? Sandra, remember saying borrow the knife over here and cut the boot. They got the blood clot that going out. Oh, sorry, and then you move and send that to so I saw the brain apparently. So you don't talk about this COVID until somebody said then you believe that this COVID thing are real. Even when you want to say no, it is so fucking into your head, you have to say yes. Now that's the reason why these scammers of a government, why them do with this COVID notion. And why Broga did come out come psychologically tell her that this is something we're going to have to live with before it even occurred, before he even know the name, before he quote-unquote told you that none of the nurses here in Jamaica got familiarity or is familiarized with this thing. So we're going to have to treat it delicate. We're going to have to stay inside XYZ because we know not what we're dealing with. Now, if you don't know what you're dealing with, Mr. Motherfucker, how the fuck you're going to tell yourself you have to live with it for the rest of your life? Because that shit comes in the form of your digital agenda, which you're not trying to put into place now. Which it is simple as ABC. That you pussy world don't love human being. All of this election was stage. Big time stage. No joke stage. No baby stage. You had 10 million times more PNP run up and down in the road than pussy clad, the pretty uptown labor right people. Eh? And guess what happened? They won landslide. People in my country with the hand in jail. This no look right, DJ. No. Even the Prime Minister was losing his seat. Look, a young boy didn't have him but 4,000 for 1,002. Out of the blue before the election. Fingers fly past and got a 16,000 people, blah, blah, blah. Something right, DJ. No, me never see a landslide like this. You motherfucker. You think, bro, you think in what do you youth? As I tell you already, poor people run this country. And when I say poor people, I mean PNP. Because them dub PNP as poor people. PNP are some illiterate Zaza. But look at this. It is even more better. Because at the end of the day, those illiterate Zazas are the individuals who create this fucking country. You can't have a government who is governed a body of individuals who you know nothing about. You know this type of people that he catered for, the people that he know most about. The uptown, this, the digital, the JPS, the XYZ, the Bill Gates, the Ray, blah, blah. That's his clique of individuals. The people who, me, as a youth, we say, and them build me, and them me love and a caper by doing this line, is the people actually, he tried to convince most. And the people who tried to disrespect the most. And when he can't diss them, he buy them out. That's the reason why it's a PNP and Labour right now. Is like a peas in a pod. One world order now. Now he's saying the money that they have to create for calling a blood clot election, but you have $2 billion contribute in a needs. $2 billion. No, they don't want to call an election. They're creating a world of this. And this is, yo, this is why you see all of these media houses try to run, jump on my blood clot name the other day. Star Observer, the world, I don't know about Kentucky, this, Kentucky, that pussy. We're not going to play in a court. All of them are going to play in a court. I don't feel like we can't tap brain box. What's up, it don't matter. Watch out. The only reason, watch it. This is what they are trying to create. Facebook, the whole of them.
Passports or digital ID wallets or whatever name they call it. In Italy, it's the green passport. We have new names, and they keep morphing them to help them market it. If it snaps into place with an all-digital financial system, including CBDCs, they will convert our home, our car, and our communities into digital concentration camps. And I don't use that term lightly. At that moment, there will be no hope of building anything. We will have entered into a slavery system in which a handful of the most powerful people in the world can strip you and I of our assets, of our children, and control literally every aspect of our life, where we go, what we read, what we say, and what we eat. And of course, as you know, they're planning insects and synthetic food. We have 1, maybe 2 years to stop it. If we don't, most of what we're discussing here today will be moot. So we need to be designing local currencies, but not for our digital concentration camps. We need to make sure that doesn't happen.
Look at that. Sit down in the house. I wonder why them a ban TikTok. Why them a ban XYZ. Why the biggest argument in the world, apart from the Russia and the fuckery fake war, is TikTok now? Why the biggest argument in the world is TikTok? Now, TikTok cannot be controlled. TikTok cannot be censored. TikTok cannot be facts checked by these motherfuckers who think they know facts and never distribute a fact yet. If you counteract your argument when you type something on Facebook, all they do is tell you, say, boy, fact check, say in a red, suck him or you're blocked. Now, if you want to prove anything to a blind nigga like me, who's dunce as a ass, you better have your facts. If me post something that is not factual, you better post something that says, or actually make, or deem more sense. It has never been done by none of these platforms. Now, all of these platforms are here to blood clot control. Now, and ask yourself why Facebook propels two individuals tripping over a dog in a road to 62 million views. But when you post something like this on your page, it only get 2 views. Ask yourself, anything that is mentioned from your mouth with this new science, the new science in the world is COVID. Because back then, man could have challenged science, challenged the air breathe, challenged the molecule, challenged the shape of the earth, whether it's linear, whether it's oval. We could challenge anything at all through science without being barred or blocked or called conspiracies. But now all of a sudden, the new science is, you can't say nothing through this metaverse. Now this metaverse, if you don't even know this motherfucker, it is owned by one individual. This metaverse will chain, tie, grab everybody. Now ask yourself, there's no money in Jamaica to fund an election, but $2 billion is put aside for NIDS. Now NIDS is the most, NIDS in Jamaica now through this government is more important than even water. Asking how much you put aside to run water pipes from St. Elizabeth, from Magati to Junction, from Junction to Banaclava. Asking how much money you put aside for run pipelines to half of this nation who is actually starving for water. None. Why is needs way more important than water? Your guess is as good as mine. I've been telling you these shit from day one. That this has nothing to do with. You asked a few of these bright scholars who deem so intelligent. You following the dunce, Kentucky? I thought you were more smarter than that. I thought you had a way more sense of intelligence. Why would you think COVID is not real? Listen, that boy is not a doctor. He have no level of intelligence. Can you name his degree? Can you attest to his last schooling? Our educational background, can you? No, I can't. So why are you listening to him? But then the question you ask all of these motherfuckers, these suckers, is at school, Paul Bogle, Bob Marley, Marcus, Martin, what university? Alright, erase them. Sir Isaac Newton, even the Dutty Shakespeare, half of the individuals who create or invent all of these things in the world. What school did the man who invent the Bible or wrote the Bible? No, he didn't went to a school, he was inspired. So why can't he be inspired again? No, he's a nobody. He's not brown enough. He don't speak fluent English. So how your statement makes sense again? Because we're trying to sell you a fucking lie and he's stopping it. And he's so vulgar and dunce. Why are you listening to him? Miss, you know, make no sense. Because if you're saying that all the niggas in the world, such as the same Bill Gates, the same racist man on the call every day, Trump, that they didn't even gone through high school, you're saying that Jobs, David himself, who created the iPhone, didn't finish, who's the richest man even through dying in the world right now? What are you saying again? Why are you calling him dunce again? Don't you should be pride in individuals like those? No, because he hasn't gone through the normal manly school and he didn't went to UWE. He don't know the terms and the conditions. He's a little bit off. He's too arrogant, man. So why did you pry the slaves again? Were they fighters? why we have 9 or 8, 13 slave national heroes again, where you call them? Where you teach them in the school again? Wasn't because they were fighting? No, it's because they were dead. We killed them and swing them up. Don't talk about the fighting part. We don't want to showcase that. Just remember in your head that they were dead. So if you decide to come at one of those heroes, we're going to kill your ass, clad. Half the time, these niggas in Jamaica tell you, DJ, watch out for them. No, 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 no. Why you can't say the next way? Pussy, you better watch out for DJ, my kung fu. Why can't be said like that? No, it only shows that Jamaica full of coward. Pure pussy clad coward, fucking vagabonds. Coward, you fuck. Coward like a yai. Like DJ, your name didn't mix up with the end. Oh, you there on road? Oh, you there all over the place? Are you still a play? Me don't think you that here one key about hide out. On top talk about the Prime Minister and in Sydney. DJ, I burn him too much, man. Car. You don't like them sitting there. Go suck your mother. Pussy suck your mother 10 million times. Coward like a Uno key Anthony in Jamaica. It won't get better, you. It won't. No, you make it examples and definition of what not to do. Government, Jamaica, Andrew Wallace. So yes, we're sending a group of you guys to Haiti. Because that actually is not tolerated. We can't afford for that spiral over into Jamaica, you mad? Where you have hoodlums taking us and our friends and motorbike. You're crazy. We won't have that. That behavior in Haiti is not tolerated. But chief, what am I doing in Haiti with so bad way? Sir, what am I doing in Haiti with like? I heard that ex-police in Haiti is taking from the rich people giving to the poor. And that's not it. That's rude. The fuck are you talking about? But did he even realize that the man for Haiti said he no want a vaccine and then kill him? Well, that's a different story. Like, and then 3 days after, the Americans could have contributed for much blood clot vaccine, but could have done the whole with water when the place had blew out and flood out, and thousands of people over the chip naked. Thousands of buildings blocked down over the thousands of death. Haiti stink from corner to corner. People healing for help. From the United Nations and from Bumbuckland, America, and everybody was like, no, we can't help you. I'm sorry. How much are we forget? How much are we don't? How much are we? So we have love in our heart. And accommodate all of this fuckery with them body man I deal with. How much are we youth? How much are we play blind to the realest thing upon earth? And invite this fuckery with them in a sense, youth. How much are we remember Haiti got knocked 3 times in a row? And we see them once in Jamaica talk about them two fucking evilous. Walk too much hobby, man. But now Jamaica becomes the biggest talk at science. When we get rub up, take back swing. No, me, I look for sitting bust on a blood clot head in Jamaica right now. I am looking for that shit. Half on the closed hands. And I talk about here, they walk too much hobby. And I so we go think Mama G with the product. And we go rub up. They say, oh, no, these just a figure speech. They only say it in the song. Says who, fuckers? Says who? Half of Jamaica believe in a blood clot HIV. Mother, woman, obey man, X, Y, Z, and dopey over real life. Half of Jamaica believe in a dopey over real life. Half of Jamaica. You don't believe in spirits? Well, the Bible is saying, you know, 1 in 3, 3 in 1. Somebody pass this about, give me. What is that blood clot idiot, man? You never see a dopey? Like, no, I can't. Well, here we do. Wake up in the morning, use your left hand. Get some rice water, wash your face, come out your house in the midnight and see what I'm doing. Me like how me did brave now, little boy. I'm all right, me blood clot. And I'm top one naked up here on the pond in the yard. And me in my house every night, it's a girl around the pond, and would if I care, I'm going to give some cock up. Watch me on the pussy, what? 2 pound of rice next door at the shop, face wash, like a ras white water. I count down the clock for come out at 12 o'clock. Ever me lily me no sense. I'm lily me no me too brave. Face wash, wood teeth, because it's a dopey girl. Bumbo clan. Boss me do and come out. Rain with my bumbo clan. I nearly jumped to pussy clad. You know, for 2 hours, I don't turn up in a real. Dirty rice water, they're face. weeble in my head all the time, sitting there, watch her. Oh, mom, what is that girl there? All of the years, bucking ideas. And then I start saying, hey, I start on saying this one in there. From back in the days, I don't want to cut them piece of paper on the TikTok in. Because I'm not going to buck like Joe. It is only here to show you how dunce. These same sort of fuckers, when we are talking about the way that take vaccine from your small. Oh, your mother didn't give you vaccine from your small. Yeah, because my mother was a dunce. Dunce your pussy blood clad, dark and full. Make the white people them come here, trick them, turn them in a Zaza, give them one burn mark and they pick them shoulder for brand them. So when they go for the banana boat and run off of Bahamas, they can be caught and identified. And they ask, so you never, Billy said the vaccine, you think you can't cure anything. Cure what? Pussy what? What you had? It was just like now, you weren't sick, motherfucker. But everybody in the island, get a joke. Bring the baby gun. Hold the baby arm. It might create a little farmer bruise, but rub a little Vaseline out on it. Tap it in the morning with some cold water from the grass, and he'll be okay in a few days. How you know that? Seven brothers, seven different body, blood type, and skin type. So why one product you put in a hole will create the same reaction? You're asking too many questions. How old are you? I'm 13. Why are you so smart for 13 years? Go around the back, you talk too much. I said, you're treated as a 13 genius. Your mother is so back to them. You don't talk to those white men like that. They are men of God. If them say, take vaccine, take it. Let me ask my mother, why you fucking bruise up my shoulder with this? I'm not sick. No, they use the same thing. Same thing in a 2022, if you tell them. You were taking vaccine. It's called sensitization, sucker. It's called the same reason they gave you the Bible. The same reason they introduced the same Jesus to you. Duh. That's why they could have predicted there will be no more world war. Because you guys are conquered. You leave everything to Jesus in prayer. Simple as AB. While a white man walk on wine now, like, they are leaving everything to Jesus in prayer. So let's go to doctor's cave in her bikini. You know? Now, Batty man pop up all over the place. Lesbian, child molester, rapist. And all you do as a motherfucker at your house, leave them to God in prayer. Please and thanks. Don't follow Kentucky. The Lord will take care of them. And the two white men go and say, I wonder if they realize how we give them the Lord. We gave them that motherfucker. You didn't know that we gave them the Bible to read? They didn't know that? No, they didn't know. No, they didn't know. That in 1407 and 1962, somewhere there, we reformed the Bible and bring it to the Caribbean through the Catholics and the Christopher Columbus regime. They never know that. They thought it was somebody from heaven who came down who is anointed. Yes. So humble and nice, sat there for almost 200 years and wrote this Bible, assembled it, orchestrated it properly, tell them what to do, what not to do. They thought it's something from heaven. And they didn't know it was a scam. But anyway, enough of that. Boom. So what them do now? Come back around now. Let me reach, because you may have some thing to murder them here. May have some thing to murder them here. I tell you, them not Jamaica, stop playing blame. Stop playing this blame game. Stop suing one another and war them. The money that you never work for. See? Because the government happy when you see them dead there, you know. You button buckler, I think police easy. Police dove draw yellow tape and they see scammers kill scammers. Oh, these so-called scammers. Oh, so-called scammers. Because I'm going to tell you the real scammer now. I'm going to be scamming now. Yeah, man, he like, he said, like, oh, you're dying. Yeah, me load up your matic and go over there. You know, send them all in choppy line. And take away two of my clients this man. Just bust the line and half a million come and the pussy them take care, you know, so when they go over there for them, you know. Yep, police and broker them sit down like, yep, let's do this. Let's wait it out. How much of them dead over there? Don't go over there yet. Don't go over there yet. Let them fight it out. And then the people in the community like, then Jesus Christ. So you hear the police, they don't hear the half an hour water shooting they've gone this morning. Yeah, we heard, but hello. Let them do that, but the real scammers are here. I hear Ricky kill Junior and Junior kill Ricky XYZ. I hear the dead man come out here, go over there with the team, the crime scene unit, and spend a lot of time like you guys mean what you're doing. Right? Draw the yellow tape, put on your white hazard suit, the block of the road, have the taxi man, and then invite the newspapers, all of them too, and give the names of the individual. Bobby Six Killer and 13-year-old XYZ rookie. And tell them the amount of money and the job that they... It's not a job. Scamming is not a job. It is for us, but we soon tell you that. But just tell them that you're scammers fighting over weapon and money and all of that and tell them to shoot you. No. Let me show you why the police force not real. Can't be real. And if you look a real one, you want to get out, get the fuck out. Get out. Get out. Oh, you know, you said DJ Kentucky, hold on, look. 12 year old up on your alley. You're here? Yeah, man, be here, say. What? Tell me a story, you know, long one go for you. Writing story. What you say? From last year, August, you have any evidence? No, me not have none. But, me not like him, man. Me not like him, pussy. What? That's how we did him so last year. So, what you mean? What, you go for him tonight? We don't have enough evidence. Oh, remember, said it's the least acting of the book where we can actually detain him for which and I can't lock him up. But you don't like him. Go for him, pussy, Clark. Show him, man. I mean, I think that boy that bright enough for him challenge with you. Know. Go for him, man. That's how we do enough for them tonight. Show him, man. Fling him like you. Go over there. Jail for him tonight. Bomb buckler. But then the newspaper come out. Oh, the same night, I'm going to lock up the money. A $5 million missing out of my house. You know. But only did about and take out all the money and see how it is. But now I go back over there. Eh? You go for him, you go ask him how much money missing. You go. No, we're not go over there. You go over there? No, sir. We're not go over there, blood clad. So you go over there if you sit me, no make no sense, but sit me make sense, you know. When you know I go over there for that, no make no, how that make sense? Because we are the police. We eligible to do that. Like, what the fuck are you saying? You, dude, your name can be called to it, you know, because when you over there, when you take out the man money, can go count and put it back, and then he miss me, you know, saw him here, and I go back. No, dad, we go for him first, even though we have evidence for the fuckery, go on. But the things that we have fuckery, we now go for him. So we now go for him, dad. Blood clot, making $5 million gone. A long time if you missing to. And you know I'm gonna do nothing about that. Somebody never tell him to watch a live. You couldn't want them and tell him to watch a look alive a more time when it's a key. No, I'm only warning these people in Jamaica that I'm just hoping it's not a habitual act. Me just nothing hope. Come in the hope. But as I tell them, I say, make sure, I say, I don't want to act where you don't practice every blood clot deal. Because you see, if no investigator or detective in Jamaica, no one do them work. Look how easy me I go do it, man. And it's been done already. Yo, Jamaica. All right, I think Jamaica, a few people in myself. You know, I gotta say this, your brother are the most brilliant bumbuckler nigga in the world. Not just by talking every day on this live. But wait till all of this done. Which is soon. Soon. Very soon, man. So I'm asking the Prime Minister, all of you motherfuckers, don't get to act together. Because you see this little nigga, I go wake up the whole town, man, and tell the people. No, back to the scamming baby, where they want to eat. Right, look at this now. No. Anybody watch this? This program on national TV, overseas TV, that is called The Shark, where a group of creators or inventors, we approach them for alone, you know what I mean, are being a part of their products, brand, etc. You're supposed to watch The Shark. A group of rich individuals just sit down and some people with them nice ideas go up to them and say, listen, I have a particular idea that is patterned. That is patterned, yeah, Muhammad, because you know if you think the pattern, they don't want it. It is supposed to be original, legitimate, and make sense. So I'm going to go up to them, showcase your product like, sir, I have a coconut here where I can use this coconut to turn this into XYZ, you know, if you field, well, and then the shark will ask you how much were sold last year, the first quarter of the year, blah, blah, blah. And based on your drive, based on whatever. They will accept. Now, acceptance is 25%. They only want 25% and they will give you $2 million to start based on the idea. Now, if the idea soars to a level where you, the maker, the inventor, can now actually own your own company branch, then the individual who invested in 25% of the business, no matter where you go, 25% is theirs. Fear is fear. They're helped. They contribute, they give you a start. Badam, you become successful and everybody's happy. Now, in Jamaica, What's the biggest scam in Jamaica? It's the same thing as the shark. The government is the shark. That basically a DJ Kentucky with a versatile lighting concept. Worked at Pizza Hut. I used to wash plate at Pizza Hut. As a scullion. They used to buy me like cheap slippers and until me realized they didn't work me buy two expensive shoes. That would actually serve me right through work. And save. That's why I tell you, I can't sing my boy's song about Chinese brand XYZ. I'm going to buy Mr. Chin of the same one. I will not support that song. I buy two shoes and I know I can't do it for now. That was a hefty cost. Now, know any type of country we live in, they only want to see the brand. No matter how many times you want to wear it, it's still a brand. And I use my shoes, save me dividends from the first tax dollar. I run the bubbles, them around the pizza. Now, every time I get my paycheck, I have more tax drawn from my money than the money that was given to me. I didn't complain. I mean, I said the government get charged the money. That is my tax dollar. Only to think that the money that was already taxed was tax-free after giving to me. It was not. Because then the product that was bought with the same taxed money was now taxed again. So I said to myself, so how the fuck am I going to do this? I evade the whole signing up of this system business or register business. I evaded it. I said, I'm a bad slave. I did the maths. I said, I constantly give them money from art, from money that was actually being taxed, which is supposed to be tax free. That means that anything that is purchased with this money is not supposed to be taxed. It can't. So I said to myself, no, this system is mad. It is wrong. How can you spend your free money that was already taxed from an institution who took that money from your money to give it to the government and still evaded that? Went to housing trust about 6 years after, say, all right, here we go. I get in some stuff. I give back to my company. I support my country. I'm going to actually hire some stuff, buy some stuff from China to start my company with money that is already taxed. Housing trust said, no, you're going to have to pay 6 years after. How you survive 6 years up to now coming up with this? Now, people, if you understand where this is going, you understand why they're creating this needs extraordinary behavior. Why they're creating this tracking, tracing, this slave trading. As the story just tell you a while ago, everybody will be a slave in a few years from now, which it can't be nice. So I go to the woman and say, all right, yeah, since the first dollar then draw a tax already, it's a money tax free, so I suppose I can send it to money without him having to worry about tax. No, it wasn't so. Can't so in a Jamaica. Humbuckle like, I go to the woman and say, shit, what am I going to do with this piece of money? What I did, I said, I'm not going to ship from overseas because that's going to attract more tax. So I said, what am I going to do is use my tax free money to buy something at a store in Jamaica that is already taxed. So I went to system and I buy 20 little cheap like my system, where this system, you buy it and system, all the idiot is $25 for the light plus tax. I say, hold on, even though they try to evade the tax with the free cash, it's still taxed. Okay, I only hope my product tax. I know that I buy the product, let me say this, since I pay two taxes already, taxing my money plus the product I buy half tax money, I fucking only hope me can use my light now without no tax. The first day I went and plug in my two local light. I don't know who from the government place pass and see the light, them a blink nice and XYZ. Hello sir, is your company registered? I'm like, for what? I don't need to register my company. Well, once you come out, you have to pay a tax. I already did. The money that was used to purchase these lights were taxed, and the light itself carry a tax. No, can I just burn my light in peace? No, sir. Hold on. Is this a go where I want to go? All right, okay. Let me register a company. All right, I'll register. So I pay 2, 3, 4 tax plus the light product. I pay a tax already. All right, let me register a company now. So my money is still not free yet. All right, okay. What is the name of your company, sir? Versatile. Alright, you have two lights. You planning on getting any more light? No, with the pizza hut now, I don't know if I can buy two more light. Because the money that I got from Pizza Hut, they drew tax on it. So I thought the money would be free to purchase. No. Then I went to system to buy the light carry a tax on it. So I basically paid two tax and only want to burn my light now so I can just make back some of me. No, sir, don't work like that. Alright, we're going to stand in front of the shark. I mean, who is the shark? Bro, God. Okay, all right, fine. I'll buy that. Bro, but I shall know. So we got an idea. I have a versatile lighting concept here. So what I'm going to do is use this to generate that. Call it Clear Emerald. Since I'm a DJ with a name XYZ, I feel like my brand can go. I already have one, two, look apart thing. I already have every blah, blah, blah. All right. So we say, so, all right, sir. So how much money you can contribute towards versatile? Well, let me hear your plan again. How much money you plan to make for the quarter here? Well, I might make $1 million based on the amount of venues and that. Okay, then. You know, that out of that million, you're going to have to give us 25%. Yes, sure, sir. I'm familiar with the sharp idea, man. You know. But, sir, you know that if me figure 25% of everything I make in this year, you're going to have to contribute $8 million to my company. Like, you don't see where, hold on, $8 million to do what? Come on, Mr. Pussywell. Come on, Mr. Pussywell, Prime Minister. You now use your head for me. Now, if I'm going to give you 25% of this company, remember, it's already taxed. I'm the first dollar that I got a pizza out of those tax. Check the bubbles. Check my record. It was fucking taxed. Almost $10 billion out of tax down out of my money. Don't worry about that. Then these light that I purchased were already taxed. Now, why should I give you 25% of this money that was already taxed again? Well, you're not giving us. It's mandatory. It's the law. It's tax. I'm like, so hold on. Me if you give 25% of my company that was already taxed, why you give me to all my company again? I think you watch too much of that Shark TV stuff. Now, any of you sit down on a live here and feel like, oh, this is alright, this is ordinary. Please go suck your ma. If you're here through politics and feel like, okay, blah, blah, please go bite your mother. Because if it makes sense to you, it makes no sense to me. Alright, fine. Well, we will not give you $8 million towards your company. But, again, if your company should grow, which it will, because you will be spending more of your tax dollars to buy more light that is being taxed, then you're going to pay a heftier fee. So you make $8 million, we're going to have to take 2.5 mil of that. Who going to take 2 mil of my, the government, of course. Why are you taking 2.5 of my money? Well, remember your dunce mother did kind of agree to that from about 4 years ago. So it becomes a pattern. So we just put it in the book as law. As a matter of fact, we use tax to create laws. Evading tax can create penalties. Creating penalties obviously means you broke the law. So cheap. You psychologically scam me. No, I didn't. We just create patterns through. As a matter of fact, we make it look nice. Have you logged into the tax paying system in Jamaica and see the different avenues, the SO2 and SO4 papers? How we organize those stuff where you can give back your receipts, your gas tank, extra, even though I know you might not remember that because a year ago. And most of the receipts are not made to last. Even the receipt from the banks, they're not lasting. The writing only lasts like two, so you might show your gas receipt, you might not find 4,000 of receipts, but if you have your receipts, you could bring them in and we tally them as anybody, and you can tell, yeah, I'm going to raise, I could done them, man. We could tally them as what, sir? Well, you wouldn't have to pay any tax for those, but you're going to have to put it. All right, chief, well, come on. Let me tell the last year, I'm bust your blood clot. Come, Mary's now. Fuck it. Everything, the biggest tool in the world can be used by any human being is natural common sense. It's not gun, it's not pen, it's not paper, it's not computer, it's common sense. Common sense is the biggest fucking tool in the world. I could just use some common sense, alright, fine. My name is Versatile Lighting Concept, XYZ. I'm contributing $2 million a year to tax in our country for what? What are you building? What am I hoping to gain? Well, the NIS, we normally collect a fee of 6,000, regardless of the individual a year. and we give it back to you as pension. But chief, the rate of how to kill people is a vaccine and nobody not live over 40. So who's gonna claim all of those money? This boy is like, he's acting as if he's a fucking genius. No. But, and a whole, sir, chief, $6,000 a year through NIS as pension. So when me get old, how much money you give me back per week? You might get $250 a week. And what I can buy again? Well. This boy is catching up, you know. I don't know how he's catching up. He's catching up. All right. So what you got to do with the quarter of my money, what you take again? Is it that when my business run into any form of money deficiency, you can actually chew in a thing, give me a roof, start me back with two brand new chucks? Answer for? No. Nothing like that. So are you building an overhead bridge without fees or cars, without any toll booth? Are you building any underground bridges or roads without any tolls with this money that I'm giving you? No. This, we can't do that. So what is it again you're doing with our money? Because obviously every fucking cent that is actually taken from you, I am scammed from you. Where it gone? I don't know. But who financed the government trip again? Prime Minister's trip to Venezuela, what year? Oh, and his last trip to the gala in Africa. And the other two shit all over the fucking world. The Bill Gates trip to the house of digital, this house. Who, Fina? Who give them the money to go world chucks all type of bomb clad and what's it done? Now, can anybody tell me if any of the poor communities in Jamaica have any local parks with sliding night field cup? Get up in them. What? Any development on any free beach apart from the Harmony Spy Park? I mean, when I say free, I mean free. You can go there, whole vibe, proper security, play music, drink to XYZ, do this. No, it's not. We don't have to take any COVID tests or look like a fucking mule with a mask over your face. I've been spied upon with two cameras and it's like, no, it's not. So what are you doing with the money again? Where do you do the money? No, we're not doing anything. We don't have any money. We don't have any money. We can't even call election this year. We have stone broke. Motherfucker. Anybody clear a barrel through the wall since here? Dude, first thing first, them economical tactics are surgery when they use it. It doesn't work, but it works for poor fucking dunce bat. So what you do now? You basically halt production in Jamaica. Cut all production in Jamaica. Put them to a halt. Allowing people to ship in barrel. Oh, minimum fee of shipping in a barrel is XYZ, blah, blah. It all depends on the weight, XYZ, blah, blah, as it goes. Now everybody in Jamaica resort to, let's get a barrel. Now when the barrel come, guess what happened? You're not just paying for the barrel, but motherfucker, go to that counter and pay a fee of 5,000 XYZ for freight. Leave from that counter, go over there, pay another one for XYZ, 2-3 XYZ rate, blah, blah. And then you can actually go to the cashier now and pay for your barrel. The barrel is only $22. But the fee that you pay 5,000 XYZ, those go to other XYZ. So what he did was create a company through reluctancy in his own country. As a matter of fact, deliberate behavior. So the lie benefits them in every shape and form. Every sheep and farm. So now the man who owned the ship make a piece of money, now all of a sudden him a boom, he get richer. The man who owned the wharf get 10 million times richer. The people who work at the wharf customs get 10 million times richer. And you motherfuckers are dying slower, slower and slower. Because the same thing that you actually get rid of in Jamaica, you're not actually accepting the energy. So DJ, you know, see the two little tomatoes I get from Florida over there? Right there, you put them in the blood plant fridge, remind me of my grandmother Buzam. My grandmother would then shrivel up. I'm like, what? Yes, I didn't give everybody a certificate license. So you can't farm without rat, or this, I didn't care farm without that. When you ask them why, they say insect this, and you have some poison rat. Well, why can you have carrot, X, right? Then find out type of excuse. It is called a lie. It is the biggest fucking commodity in the fucking world. Everybody's using it. What are you doing? Oh, you use it to chop the line and then call your scammer? So your line of work that way there. Oh, so then you can't lie to you, tell about a virus. Tell about a vaccine that kill every blood clot body when I stop us, when I've been, hey, listen, Linda, and if this don't rivet, If this is not one of the biggest bumbuckler lies which this nigga should be held responsible for, yo, motherfuckers, you're mad. Why should I take the vaccine again, bro, God? It stopped one from being hospitalized. It doesn't stop the transmission, but it slowed down the process. It stopped death. You want better than that? I'm going to ask my church sister, I say, Mama, you got the company near the prime minister, I say, it stopped me from being hospitalized. And you kid are dead for me. But dude, did you realize that the slogan and the COVID shit all over the clinic then say it's not a death sentence? Yes, with proper care, with wearing a mask upside down, stifling your own blood clot, but stop the circulation of oxygen. Stay again, Kentucky, you have to wear a mask. I'm like, what is the mask stopping it from again? It's stopping it from catching a virus. It's stopping it from catching the virus. I'm like, say it again. Say virus one more time. Virus. I'm like, Mom, do you know what is a virus? Do you know how small a virus is versus a mask? Did you know that the virus can swim through the plot of the mask? Did you know that a virus is smaller than a vape? You know what a vape? A vape is blood clot smoke from a cigarette. So if you blow the cigarette through the mask and if the smoke escape, it is not safe. And when the doctors and the people who decide to challenge this with common knowledge, they change it from virus to droplets. What is droplets? Tooks of spit. That you might tooks 10, 16 yards from somebody, like you might be you might be talking like mask just by, yeah. But everybody, well, I don't care, everybody have to eat this mask. Because listen, the more mask you wear, is the more convincing the argument is the more convincing the notion. How do you validate, how do you pick up, how do you create a census of this? A census? Oh, we do this through mask. So let's do a commercial about mask. So the argument now becomes, if you want this thing to be more convincing, bro, God, come here, tough than a talk, see if you want this to be more convincing. Make we raise the awareness about a mask. Don't tell them about the virus, because Kentucky, I tell them about what a virus is, and them a research, and them realize. So change it from virus to droplets, and from droplets to mask. So here we do now, put a picture of every blood clot, store door, every clinic door, put a picture of mask. Yeah, every train door, a little yellow bus that we buy, what do you from China? For them, what we call them? J-U-T, put one in there. You're not working with me. It's label the whole place a fucking mask, man. What is a mask for? It is for nothing. It's just to let the idiots who are out of a mask feel left out. Because remember, Jamaicans, we duplicate, we thrive through adaptation. Remember, anything we see others do, we follow. Remember Chris Cross when turning pants back way? And the whole of Jamaica, we had the pants back way. Yet we're not batty, man. You're not batty, man. When you zipper do a back. A style. DJ style, mama say. No, this pussy will study on algorithm. I know that. Yeah, what name again? Mr. Cartel. What did they do? We use him as one of the biggest. Example, definition. But what do you mean? Let me tell you about desert clocks, everything again. What do you mean by that? So, yeah, he sing a good song. But then didn't you realize that the man won the election by wearing a green clocks? Hold on. He's not done yet. You're laughing too much. You didn't remember that the man go. Be neck. What did happen with that again? I don't remember what happened with that. Remember, you could have called everybody blue vein in that foot. After I come up with that song. He must say no man couldn't get bruised. He must say the man is whiter than bumble clad. Than Jesus angel them. You didn't remember in fucking 2010-11? That Jamaica had the whitest set of people in the world. No. You don't remember? Oh, and if you don't remember that, remember this. That nigga Vibes Cartel, through the same algorithms, he created the most money in poor people's pocket in 2009-08. Why you say that? Remember when him and Gully God had this clash? He divided Jamaica. One set of people doing this, and the next one we encourage him. So, and he was selling rum. Everybody was consuming rum at the time because he got street vibes, and Dreams Weekend took off. That was their biggest year. Same thing for ADI. You remember Smudge? All of those events. Sans derived from all. I remember the biggest year of Sting was with him and Gully God. Red Stripes sold out. All the fucking parish council made billions. Like, everything was so huge then. These niggas were so listen, after seeing all of this, we are here now. What do you mean? We know that Jamaicans are easy to be fucking led. By what? By behaviors such as, and I rest my fucking case. No, me tell you, if me didn't want to be the richest man in Jamaica today, if I want, and that's why everybody like, DJ, everybody's DJ in Jamaica. Yeah, me choose that over everything else. Me choose to insert all of my energy, all of my smarts through music. Because if me did for the scamming, again, let me say this again, if me did for the badness, again, if I was to be a politician, if I was to be a prime minister, blood clot, not in Putin, not in Russia, not in Russia prime minister, which are him are the done right now. They done that. Him are the only man in the world that me don't have to meet up with right now and take over this blood clot in terms of knowledge. Because everybody asks, why the vaccine just drops up? Because Putin are the pandemic. Remember, you know, it'll come like in a one court and the judge come to a decision. I have five jury, and one of them say, yo, you can't work. The case have come to a halt, you know. And while the case is at a halt, you be a lose money. So you come like the whole world now, China, everywhere, blah, blah, blah. Come up with this fake lie and Russia say, go suck on them. Please don't plant any of these things at my doorstep. I will bomb them and throw them back on. And he did. I'm not careful no higher than them work at them. If me give them 4 days to get out of those labs and they are not out, I will personally put the gun around my shoulder and go shoot them myself. That's how that nigga is. That's how love is distributed. So everybody say, then DJ, what have you do with the vaccine? Listen, if the whole world is trying to create an agenda and one of the most powerful nation is not on that fuckery, let's chop it. You have some professors up there who are some set of pussy. Who, when you ask them questions like these, they keep telling them, okay, well, the agenda, I guess there was an expiration date on this virus. I guess it just expired. Are you really female send my guy away? Over tutor, over giving them knowledge myself? With this set of fucking vagabond cruff sitting here calling themselves professors and smart people. Your fucking set of teeth and liar, you know? Really? They were one, oh, you can come to the UE morning for your COVID test, XYZ, blah, blah, blah. Remember, folks, all my kids there, they must get your XYZ, your joke, blah, blah, blah. Suck your mother. Now, all of a sudden, you don't have to. And for the workers that were laid off by not participating in this, you're eligible to come back. Why? I think it faded out. No, Russia just down there with them blood clot going to say, suck on them. Again, we're not into this much of our technology. We're into human beings, sorry. As I tell you, the most darkest, arrogant set of people in the world, I think, demonstrate love the most. And it's proven in a 2022 that the man with the whole world fear that Russia and America, you should be one brother, that is the most loving motherfucker in the world. Is the man who put on him M16. Putin went to war as a president with him people. You never see the blood clot thing and at him war. The man say, yo, me, I go down and go shoot up them places. Forward, brother. Yeah, man. Man put him a shit in him blood clot back on the M16 on the arm. Put on him vest. And he went with his army. He go up on the front line with him too. I don't know, man, we sit down in a house. And I give instruction. I tell police at Jamaica, I press the button, I read a license plate, the XYZ. I try to create lazy business. He's a king that. Now them realize that with such a powerful, serious motherfucker, we can't play around. No, Russia said, before you hurt one of my people, Russia. wrote the Bible for them. Russia said, before you hurt one of my people, pussy, me blast up the whole world. And don't feel that's a fucking joke. Putin have one bomb over there, say, brother, we say, if you decide to come and Russia can hurt one of my kids, nigga, me down the whole place. Now, bro, God, why you can't adopt such principle? Why you take this so-called joke, like me, give people them joke on their shoulder, have people drop left, right? Almost 100 of your teachers, them drop down dead. And I'll know you no question the people who give you the vaccine. TV personnel, radio personnel, they drop out 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3, and those are only people you can see. The people who you can't see, not your, them complain is not being heard. But as a man who love your country, you're supposed to hear every cry. Why? Why? No questions. People ask questions, can't get an answer. Also, Kentucky. I don't know, people are dead from heart attack. I say people are dead from heart attack long time. So what if 13 people dead last week with heart attack? No, ask your doctor what caused heart attack. Nothing does your heart not function properly. Everything in the world about cause. Anything, everything in the world about cause. It can't, is the food. Had the water, had the time too hot, had stress. Some of them live alone and they have no companion. They not have sex. Then into antisocial. They should have a long time into selfish. All type of blood clot excuse because you vagabond. You set a punk. Who talk about you leave everything to Christ. You fucking selfish dog shit. We don't love human being no more. So because you're not dead, you're okay if you class your hand and say prayers. I challenge a lady, what do you see? Wait a minute, tomorrow the twins, they may come to sister. But she said, don't want to look up sitting for social media. But, I don't know if I'm psychopathic or crazy. Once you acknowledge that before you speak, you know a pussy well at this America. But, I want to tell you that before the Lord take any of you, and most of us, we won't live this long. But if you're here, you're here for a purpose. I just me top watch it. Me pause it and me start comment. Mr. Oak, so because you're here for a purpose. You see, you just lost two of your niece in a 2021 and you no question it. You no ask about the vaccine and then they kill them pussy clad. Or a car accident or something right or something, you know, but oh, because you're here. Before the Lord take you, please remember if you're here, you're special. Right, this is my breakdown. I almost break down. Because my DNA is mash up. Yeah, man, because I chat to all Kiki, let me see him. You know, I have a down feeling about me. I just feel a way, your bum buckle. And everybody has to say, but DJ ain't a normalist or somebody. I'm not even tell her, but at that. It creates such a down feeling over me. For when I go under the blood clot, when I click on her Instagram and see the amount of pussy clot coming down there. We're these selfish set of pussies, all of us. Amen. Yes, you talk truth, talking truth. I love her so much. She only speak the truth. I'm like, do you know what the fucking truth is, nigga? So you're telling me that your sister that you're here, you don't know if your heart, not her intention, her aim, her sincerity. And you're telling me that she gone because she never have a purpose on earth. You are here.